This week in the Missouri Senate, we passed and sent to the House of Representatives one of the most sweeping ethics reform bill in a very long time. I think we have to remember that a lot of the legislators today actually inherited the laws. You know, with term limits, most everyone is gone, and the laws that we have is very old. So I think it's time that we actually do some campaign finance reform and change some of the laws. I just think they're in need of a lot of updating. One of the things that the ethics reform bill that we passed changes is that it removes the old campaign contribution limits to individual candidates, and it replaces the limits with immediate transparency, in other words, full and immediate reporting. Always in the past, there has been limits to the amount that any one person can contribute to a candidate. Well, what has occurred in that, people have a tendency to form a lot of other campaign committees. Money goes into those committees. They can be transferred to other committees and still end up running or operating a campaign. Well, it makes it very difficult then for the people to see where the money is going. I think this is a good step, and I've always said one of the best things that we can do is to remove those campaign limits and make it full and immediate reporting. Make it available on the internet so people can look at it, be able to tell what's going on. Another thing is that it prohibits candidates and incumbents from raising campaign funds during the legislative session. You know, I really don't think anything bad has been going on, but I know the perception could be that if a candidate is out raising funds during the legislative session, that it could leave the perception that some people are selling their vote or raising money based upon how they're going to vote on a personal issue. So I think just removing this to where that they can't go out and campaign during the legislative session makes it a lot easier for everyone to look at. The campaign reporting requirements is changing. Rather than reporting once every 4 months, changing that to once every month. And also towards the end of the campaign, you'll be seeing reports done daily so everyone can actually see what's going on. I think it's a good bill. We've sent it to the House. We'll see how the House deals with it, but I'm satisfied we're going to come up with some kind of ethics reform that I believe everyone will like. Another thing that occurred this week in the Senate Agricultural Committee, we voted to pass Senate Bill 1009. That's a bill that's referred to as a seed bill. This is a bill that I'd sponsored. I think it's a very important piece of legislation that's designed to make regulations of seeds remain uniform across the state. I think with this protection, without this protection, farmers could be zoned out of the business by local governments and acting on emotions rather than using science. I think some of the opponents' concerns was that we'd be taking away local control. One of the groups that testified against the bill was the Sierra Club, and they had been running around saying that it was going to be loss of local control. Well, no one wants to take away local control on issues that they should have some control about. But there was a respected agriculture economist at the University of Missouri that responded to their concerns with a very good questions. You know, if you're going to allow local control, how far do you want to go? As an example, would you let a city decide which side of the road we should drive on? In other words, would you have Kansas City, you would drive on the left side of the road, and in St. Louis, you drive on the right side of the road? There has to be some consistency in the regulations and the laws, and I think that this is one of those things that we can do. I think most people know that this next week we will be on spring break. We've got a lot of things done with the first part of the session. We've developed a health care technology fund. We've passed a very sweeping bill dealing with sex offenders, or sometimes referred to as a crime bill. You know, that bill increases the minimum sentences for sexual offenders. It strengthens them in some places to as much as life imprisonment for some of the things. So, you know, I think any way that we can protect our children in those type of cases, we have to be very hard. You know, in my opinion is we just need to lock them up and throw away the key. We've funded a program called UtiliCare that helps out, with the utility bills. For a lot of the people that can't afford the bill, we've passed a Green Power Initiative. We've passed the funeral protest bill. I think a lot of people knew that there has been groups coming out of Kansas and some of the military funerals issuing a protest. I think that's terrible. We passed that bill. They've said that they're going to challenge in court. We'll have to see how the challenges come up. We've passed a highway safety bill. We've also passed a bill that modifies a driver's license requirement. And one of the best things in this bill that I like is that it eases the burden on a lot of our senior citizens that's over the age of 65. And if this bill passes, and goes into effect, which may be later in the year, that they would be able to use their past driver's license to stand in instead of trying to come up with a birth certificate. So I think that's one of the provisions in the bill that I like very much. Looking ahead to what we've got to do when we come back from spring break, there is several health care initiatives that we want to work on. Anything that we can possibly do to improve the access to health care for a lot of the people in the state that need it, we need to do that. There are some bills out there that would like to deal with working with illegal aliens and how we're going to handle that. Eminent domain is one of the issues that's going to take up considerable time whenever we come back. It's actually taken up a lot of time in the House. It hasn't even got to the House floor yet, but it's one of those that's very important to the House and the Senate and to the governor. And I'm satisfied that we will come up with some laws that will modify the eminent domain in the state. There's also some bills out there dealing with medical malpractice insurance reform, trying to reform that to a point that hopefully it'll bring down the premiums for the doctors. That should help out with access to a lot of our doctors, make it be a little better, hopefully more affordable. TIF reform. TIF is the tax increment financing. We've got some big issues that we've got to tackle with TIF reform. Another big topic that's going to take up some time is the MOHELA proceeds and what to do with that. MOHELA is a Missouri Higher Education Loan Authority. We want to take about $450 million from that fund, use it for higher education initiatives. There may be some healthcare initiatives in that, and what I mean by healthcare initiatives is that some of the preference would go to some of the universities that are trying to improve healthcare. We also have the budget. That is going to take a lot of time. The House is finishing up the budget this week, so when we come back from spring break, there will be a lot of time in Appropriations Committee finalizing and marking up the bills. Then we will pick that up on the Senate floor. We have some constitutional deadlines that we must meet in dealing with the budget. Ethanol standards, we've talked about this several times before. There's still some concerns about the mandate. We've moved the effective date back to about 2008. There's some that say maybe we need to move it to 2009. And election law changes. We debated this last week a considerable amount of time dealing with changes in the election law, mainly just requiring a photo ID whenever you go in to vote. That's something I think it's a good idea. As a matter of fact, some of the counties already do that just to verify that the person is who they say they are, but we want to make it a law. Now, we're going to have several exceptions in that with the election laws. Certain people maybe wouldn't have to have one. We're going to try to fix it up to where anyone can get a photo ID, even if they don't have a driver's license, very easily. There's been a lot of opposition. Some from the St. Louis area say that we're trying to disenfranchise voters. I don't believe that's a case at all. I think the thing that we want to do is we just want to make sure that our voting is correct. We don't want to disenfranchise those people that are voting correctly. So we've got a lot of things to do when we come back. I'm looking forward to it, but I think everybody is looking forward to 1 week off.